Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, in Turkey today, President Obama spoke at length about the attacks and the U.S. response and fielded several questions from reporters about what U.S. intelligence knew about ISIS and its capabilities before the Paris attacks and what the U.S. response will be. The president touched on other recent attacks, too.
Now, tragically, Paris is not alone. We've seen outrageous attacks by ISIL in Beirut, last month in Ankara, routinely in Iraq. Here at the G20, our nations have sent an unmistakable message that we are united against this threat.
Joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. And Ron, it was a fascinating press conference to watch. The first question to the president coming from a reporter for Agence France-Presse asking if it's time for the U.S. to change its strategy toward ISIS.
The president's response to that question, as well as to all the other questions that came to him, was a rather terse recitation of what the United States has been doing up to now. And it was essentially a assertion that the United States is not going to change what it's doing. The questions all boil down to two. Does this attack mean that the Obama administration has underestimated the threat of ISIS, or ISIL as he calls it? And number two, does this attack mean that the United States is going to change its mind and it's going to respond in some new way? And the president's answer to both questions was, in essence, no.
And he was emphatic that he does not think that troops on the ground, U.S. troops on the ground, is the answer to this. Let's listen to what he said there.
Not because our military could not march into Mosul or Raqqa or Ramadi and temporarily clear out ISIL, but because we would see a repetition of what we've seen before, which is if you do not have local populations that are committed to inclusive governance and who are pushing back against ideological extremes, that they resurface.
And yet many people in this country, Ron, and outside of this country, are saying it is time for the U.S. to send more troops in.
That's right. And you're going to hear more and more of that in the days ahead from the other presidential contenders on the Republican side primarily, but many other voices as well saying we just have to get heavy. We have to get serious. And the president has decided that the lesson to be learned from these wars, Afghanistan and Iraq, is that foreign armies, whether they come from the United States or Europe, are not a long-term solution in these parts of the world. They engender resistance. Islamists will call them crusaders. And indeed, we've heard that term used many times in just the last several days from that side. And you can take a city such as Mosul or Ramadi with Marines or Army Rangers, as the U.S. did in Iraq and Afghanistan. But holding those cities requires an occupation force of great size that must stay indefinitely, not months, but years, perhaps decades.
And do you get the sense that what President Obama is saying about this, that the U.S. won't send more troops in, is up for debate, or that's the way it is from this White House? They're not going to be sending large numbers of ground troops in.
That appears to be the decision that they've made. Then the Paris attack does not fundamentally change the view any more than, say, the suspected involvement on the part of Islamic State in the bombing of the Russian Metrojet airliner changed their fundamental view, or the bombing that happened in Beirut on the same day as the Paris attacks.
What about the issue of refugees resettling, not just in Europe, but in the United States? President Obama talked about that today, but we did hear over the weekend from governors in Michigan and Alabama saying that they won't allow Syrian refugees to resettle in their states. How is this all likely to impact the immigration and migrant debate here in the U.S.?
Yes, and Bobby Jindal of Louisiana today has also gotten on that bandwagon, saying he's going to do everything in his power to keep them out of Louisiana. The federal government has the responsibility under the Constitution to decide who gets into the country and who does not. But in the case of each of these states and all of the others, the federal government and state authorities have been talking together and negotiating, trying to decide how it's going to be done. And in Michigan in particular, where they have the largest Arabic and Muslim population there is in the United States, those negotiations had been going pretty well. But now people are going to pull the plug, at least temporarily, and say, no more talking. We don't want them. We'll take this up on a later occasion.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.